Here we go into another episode of the Kevin and Casey podcast. Kevin Hilly along with my friend Casey Cloak.
Yay!
Always love doing this. And if you want to weigh in on anything we ever talk about or make up something of your own, that's fine too. You can always call us. We have a hotline, 856-318-9873. The Kevin and Casey podcast hotline. That number again, operators are standing by. 856-318-9873. Or you can email us, kevinandkc@kevinhilly.com. That's Kevin and letter K, letter C at kevinhilly.com. I got quite a response on my Facebook page. I was talking about closed captioning.
Yes.
Do you, when you watch TV, do you put the closed captioning on?
Not usually. I will tell you though, so Charlie's got an aunt that's deaf, and whenever she comes to visit, we go ahead and set that up.
Right.
And it's actually really nice. Like, I feel like I'm more in tune with whatever I'm watching because of the closed captioning.
Well, so. I do it out of necessity because I got to tell you, my hearing is fine as far as I know. I mean, I'm probably partly deaf just from 40 years in this business, but I'm saying in general, you know, my hearing is okay. But these people on TV, they mumble.
They do.
And they whisper their dialogue.
And then the sound effects are so loud.
Music, yes.
The music in the background. Oh, my God.
It drives me crazy.
Yeah, me
so,
too.
So I'm constantly, you know, my wife and I were sitting there watching TV. And somebody, you know, somebody says something and I'll say to her, what did he say?
Yeah.
That's like the conversation.
That's me all the time.
All the time. What did he say?
I think I should put mine on there because honestly, it would help me, but also Lexi with her, you know, going into second grade.
And
it's very important to be
just
reading
be
all
able
the time.
To read it.
Yeah. So maybe, but maybe that would be bad
that's
too.
That's a really cheap parent way to get your kid to read.
Right.
All right, honey, I want you to watch the closed caption.
That's exactly right.
There'll be a test later.
But I probably would be able to follow along a lot better.
It is. It makes it much easier. That and also, I watch a lot of shows with Brits and Irish people.
Oh, yeah, that strong, thick accent.
Good luck understanding what some of those people are saying. Hey, I'm sorry, my Brit friends, I love you, man, but you got to learn to speak English.
Yeah, that's right.
That's all I'm saying. You might have invented it, but we made it better, okay?
That's right. Well, and some of their slang terms, too. I worked with a British gentleman, and he cracked me up. He was really fun to get fired up because the more mad you got him, the thicker that accent was, and
yes,
it was just comical.
But the angry, unless you're talking like a Scot, you know.
That's Irish.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my Irish and my Scottish and my English, they all sound the same. They're one big, horrible mesh.
We're bringing that leprechaun back, aren't we?
Always after me lucky charms. But, you know, and the other thing with TV and the audio on it, just in general, the audio a lot of times, I don't know if it's the compression or the audio. The audio quality on a lot of shows is just terrible.
Right.
It's like they had a budget and they said, don't worry about the audio.
Well, even movies, too. So we have one of those sound bars that we like to turn on when we're watching a movie.
Right.
It really helps with the special effects
the
and everything.
The explosions and all,
but again,
yeah.
It's that background. I mean, it seems inevitable. We try to watch a movie when Wesley's down for a nap.
Right.
And you turn it up so you can hear them talking. Then all of a sudden it's like, boom, boom, boom. It's like,
Yeah.
Yeah, and I just freeze
you
for a moment. Like, please hope he didn't wake
you're
up.
You're constantly sitting here with your finger on the
yes,
volume button.
I do. I keep the remote close by to turn it
it's
down,
true.
Turn it up, turn it down, turn it up. Yeah,
but when you get those background effects, whether it's the music or whatever, you know, so it's like there's a dialogue going, but like I said, they all whisper, though.
Yeah.
Why are you whispering?
Maybe it's our hearing, though, Kevin.
No, it's not. I'm telling you. I've told this to multiple people.
I don't have the best
you
hearing
anyway. You speak for yourself, Casey Cloak.
Okay.
My hearing is fine. I'm sorry.
Sure.
What did you say?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
But no, in the background, you hear, and you hear the dialogue.
Exactly. What are they saying?
You need the closed captioning.
I like that idea.
That's exactly
I don't know if Charlie will be on board, but we'll try it.
Hey, by the way, congratulations. I hear you're moving.
Yes. We officially got
the
house on the market.
You got a target date yet?
You know, ASAP, really. We could sell anytime now. That'd be fine.
So you're selling your house?
Yes, we're selling our house.
Okay.
And my husband builds custom homes, so that's our
next
endeavor.
You had any people looking?
Yeah. We got it on the market Friday evening. And by Saturday morning, we had a text that there was already a showing. I know, right?
Hey, is your house being shown yet?
We're
still in bed.
Yeah. Well, that was one of the reasons, too, that, you know, we wanted to get out of the house and get it ready, not only for my own sanity of keeping the house clean, because, you know, with two kids, well, my husband's a child as well, the adult child. So with three kids ultimately in the house, there's no way I can keep it clean. And then on top of it, you know, Wesley still naps. You know, he's still a baby. So if a realtor calls and says, hey, I've got somebody I want to bring out in a half hour.
Right.
you know, then you got to wake the baby and you got to get out of the house. And like, I'm not going through all of that. No, yeah. No, that's what we decided. We're just going to get out, let it go ahead and get shown. And we stopped in on Saturday to do just a few, you know, cleaning things and just, you know, kind of sprucing everything up.
Mm-hmm.
And we even had some people show up that weren't, that hadn't confirmed an appointment. So, I mean, there's a lot of activity. So I'm very hopeful. We'll see.
Isn't it weird when, because we've sold a house before.
Sure.
We sold our house in 2014
okay.
and moved to the lake. But isn't it weird when, especially a house that you've lived in for so many years, you have all your memories there, the great
yes.
kids have been raised there, and then you have like these complete strangers walking through and basically analyzing it.
Yes.
Like, well, I don't know if I really like this room.
I think that's
well, it doesn't like you either.
Exactly. So. That's why I don't want to be there. Cause
no, it's kind of like, wait a minute, this is where my child
right.
painted on the wall
yes.
or whatever.
Yeah, we had a lot of those stories. Getting the house ready. I mean, it looks amazing now. I'm like, gosh, I wish it looked like this when we lived here.
yes,
you know, every wall has been
here.
Painted and door and hinge and trim and everything. But it was a matter of, you know, we've been there for 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Raised, you know, Lexi was 2 years old when we moved in, and those toddler stages, oh, they're messy.
Yeah.
And you just start to mentally block out the permanent marker on this wall. I mean, you just accept it, but you've got to get it on the market, you got to get it. Yeah. Exactly.
We were in our house for 11 years. We basically raised our kids there. And every one of those rooms had a memory of some kind.
Sure.
Oh, this is where John almost broke his arm.
Yeah.
And this is where, you know, whatever. I mean,
absolutely.
This is where the kids climbed out the window one day, whatever, that kind of thing. But so you can't, but that's the kind of stuff you can't really sell.
Right.
You just have
it. No.
Do you know what a looky-loo is? You ever heard of that expression?
I've heard the expression, so it depends on what it's used
okay.
to. Okay.
No, it's nothing dirty or anything like that. She's looking
going,
to be like,
Kevin,
wow, what is
going?
This
going
to be? No. My in-laws. Years ago had a beautiful house at the Jersey Shore. I mean, right on the
nice.
Beach block, big,
mm-hmm.
beautiful, white, you know, and they decided to sell it. Well, of course, being at the Jersey Shore, you get a lot of tourists.
Oh, so you're talking about the nosy people that show up
they
acting
have no
like they're
intention
yes.
of buying.
I think we had one of those come in on
they just
Sunday.
Knocked,
yeah.
Hey,
Charlie got all excited because he
free
was
time.
There.
Let's go yeah. look at a
mm-hmm.
house for sale,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
They are out there.
Looky-loos.
They are.
They're
exactly.
called looky-loos.
Where they seem very interested. I told Charlie, I was like, he had a gentleman that stopped by while he was there, you know, doesn't have a realtor yet. I'm thinking,
right.
wow, if you're really on the market, you usually will have a realtor ready in pocket. And, you know, it's for him and his wife, but his wife wasn't with him. So I'm like, if you're really serious, you're going to bring your wife too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
These are just,
if you're really serious.
You know, my
serious.
Husband was all pumped and I'm just like keeping it to myself thinking, yeah, this is what you call a looky-loo. Yeah,
not
he's just
gonna happen,
Sunday
yeah.
afternoon, I'm bored. Or maybe he's getting ready to put his house on the market and wants to check out the competition. I have an opposing realtor.
Think of that.
Exactly. So yeah. I'm like, well, you know what? We'll know if he's serious if we get an offer. We'll just go with that. We'll treat everybody the same. So.
When you sell a house, and as I mentioned earlier, you know, you have all those memories
yeah.
and everything in there. Okay. Our son, now all my kids are adults now.
Sure.
So this was like 5 years ago.
Okay.
We sold the house. And they were just getting into adulthood. And my son almost refused to leave. In fact, at one point, he held it against us. He says, "You sold my house because that was the house they were raised in."
Yes,
well, the new owners were about to take possession of it, and he was still there. We were moved out, but he was still in there. He had a mattress in his room. What was his room?
That's too.
And
funny.
We were like, "Okay, John, you can stay here until the day before they have to move their stuff in. Then you have to leave.
You have to leave.
You're being
yeah.
evicted, young man." But it was just like he became a squatter.
It's hard to let go. I know with my childhood home, you know, I grew up in St. Louis,
yeah.
and it was we my parents had bought a lake house down here at the lake,
mm-hmm.
and we weren't. I don't even think we had the house here for a year. And my parents finally decided, we're like, you know what, we're moving to the lake.
Yeah.
We're getting out of the city. My dad was an electrician at Anheuser-Busch, and my mom was a registered nurse
right.
at the local hospital up there. And I tell you what, you know, they both moved down. We moved down here. It was middle of my freshman year of high school, though. So
mm-hmm.
I was not a happy camper about this one bit.
Right.
So even during the house sale, like, you know, the house sold a lot quicker than they thought. I mean, it was a matter of 2 weeks, you know, and it was like,
they didn't expect that.
No, they didn't. They didn't. So in fact, I mean, it was quick. It was so quick. And my mom, instead of moving everything down to the lake, because again, we already had furniture. We already had kitchenware. So we didn't need to bring all that stuff. So she literally, instead of a garage sale, she just had an open house sale. So people are walking around on a Saturday morning, just walking room by room, and mom's just selling it.
What's this?
Well, I was so mad. So here I am. I stayed in my room, kind of like
right,
your son.
Right.
I slept in that bed, and I gave everybody a dirty look that walked in my room.
Hey,
and was
this
like,
place
no.
is haunted, yeah. just so you know.
It was so
And there was a murder in that room.
Well,
okay?
The place was already sold. The house was already sold. These people were just wanting to buy the furniture. I was still just really perturbed, you know?
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
You know? And then the day that we moved away, it's kind of funny. So I hope, you know, well, obviously it's up in St. Louis, so they probably aren't listening. But there was a few things I did to that house to like leave my mark, if you will.
Really?
So I'm so curious. One of these days I'm going to go to the old neighborhood and see if the, you know, if the deck
look,
is still there.
There.
I carved my name in a certain hidden corner. And
wow.
I know. Cool. It's so silly.
When I was a kid, we had a house in Connecticut.
Okay.
And at the time, it seemed so big.
Sure.
And then a number of years ago, I drove past it and I go, that was it?
I agree.
When I was a kid, it seemed so giant. But I mean, it's not tiny.
No,
but it, you know,
Everything's bigger when you're younger. I agree. Even the neighborhood, because I'll do a drive through every now and then, because a lot of our neighbors still live in that neighborhood.
Right.
It was a wonderful neighborhood. It was amazing. But it does look a lot smaller.
Oh, yeah.
It does. Everything does. The whole cul-de-sac and everything.
So you're still trying to sell your house, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So it's
here's a handy tip.
Okay.
When people come in, say that there was a murder in there. I think it makes some kind of macabre appeal. Well, you know?
It's
yeah, right
funny
here in the kitchen.
That
don't
you
tell
say
anybody,
that,
okay?
Although I probably shouldn't share this because my house is on the market. No one died in that house. I will tell you
don't
that.
Tell them
but,
that.
But somebody was shot. I'm not going to
lie. Wow. Okay. Now see, your value just went up about $20,000. Look at that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I remember when we first bought that house, a friend of mine said, oh, we looked at that house, but somebody died in that house. You know, somebody was murdered. So I freaked out. I'm doing all this research, calling the realtor because we had literally just closed on it.
Right.
And come to find out, the previous owner of the home, his disgruntled, it was his girlfriend's son. They had a disgruntlement. And he didn't die. He got shot like in the leg or something.
Right,
nothing
right, but still,
catastrophic. But still,
anytime there's bullets and guns involved, right. I'm telling you.
But I can assure you, the bullet holes have been filled.
We're having a drive-by sale.
Everything has been completely renovated since that previous owner.
We have some murder bargains going on right now.
It was terrifying, though.
Let me ask you, Casey, when you were a kid, what did you want to be when you grew up?
That's easy. A teacher. I always wanted to be a teacher.
I
don't know. I mean, ever since third grade. And actually, I don't know why third. Well, I do know why. My third grade teacher was probably one of my favorites, and she stuck with me.
I think that's
and
a
I always
big
wanted to take on third grade.
Teachers are such an influence.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, they're probably next to your parents.
Right.
Are,
right.
You know.
Yes, 100%. 100%.
So interesting because they ask kids age 8 through 12 in the U.S. and the U.K. and China. What they want to be when they grow up. And you would think, okay, maybe astronaut.
Right,
you know,
race car driver.
Right.
Or, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Number one, do you know the answer?
No,
to this?
No. What is it?
What do you think it would be?
Number one, probably a doctor.
No,
really?
Not even on the list.
Really?
No.
Veterinarian?
No.
Okay, I'm just naming off everything my daughter keeps
saying. A YouTube star.
Oh my gosh.
Can you believe it? They want to be a YouTuber.
Yes, I can believe it actually now that you bring that
or a video blogger or whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Because that is, and again, this is 8 through 12 years old. You
right.
know, these are the things that they've been exposed to, and to
sure.
them, oh, the big stars.
Social media, and that's a lot. I mean, we didn't have social media when I was a kid. So
right.
That
well, exactly.
Makes sense.
Exactly. That's, but yeah. you look at some of the other choices on here. So YouTuber number one.
Okay.
Teacher is number two.
Okay. That's
on the
great.
List. Professional athlete.
Oh, that
baseball,
was, yeah, that
football,
was my daughter last year.
Basketball.
She got into basketball and she wanted to be a basketball star. Yep.
Musician.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
And then astronaut. Astronaut 11%. Now that's the US and UK.
Okay.
But in China, astronaut is number one.
Really?
Because they really value science
yeah.
there. See,
yeah, that's true.
That's the
true.
Thing. And the YouTuber is at the bottom of the list.
That is so, interesting. I think I would prefer my child to want to be more of an astronaut versus a YouTuber.
Well,
right now she's still set on veterinarian. So
I will
last
tell
year
you,
was veterinarian and basketball star. She's going to do both.
Maybe.
I'm like, okay,
do both.
You know. Yeah.
See, the thing with like a YouTube star is it's really almost the same as like a professional athlete.
It really is.
Because your odds of doing that, you look at anybody, even somebody who's fairly good at basketball or football or whatever, the odds that they're going to end up in the NFL
right.
or the NBA or whatever is like a tenth of 1%
yeah.
of those or whatever. You know
exactly.
what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm trying to, pretty much the same with YouTube. It's probably a little better odds. But
yeah, but you still have to gain the followers and yeah, grow. Exactly. I mean, you're really kind of promoting, self-promoting. It's right. A lot of self-promotion. Unless you have really good content, then, you know, you could be a natural star, I guess.
I suppose. It's all about fame. I mean, that's what they're going for. But again, this is the thing that has been...
Give it 10 more years, and I tell you what, that's going to change, too. It makes you wonder what's going to be out there. But I tell you what...
I weep for the future.
Yes. But everything on the social media, Instagram, I think it was KSDK. So mm-hmm. I still follow some St. Louis news stations and everything. They published something yesterday on Facebook about getting paid to post on Instagram for companies.
Oh, sure.
And you're making big bucks.
You mean even if your name's not Jenner or Kardashian?
Yeah. You're the behind-the-scenes person doing the posting.
You're an influencer.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Are we influencers, Casey?
I doubt it.
I don't think we're influencing anybody.
Hopefully my children, but
trust me, I was going to say, yeah. I don't even influence my kids. In fact, whatever I say, they do the opposite. Okay. Hey, we'd love to hear from you. You know, the Kevin and Casey podcast hotline is 856-318-9873. What did you want to do when you were a kid? What did you want? I will tell you, by the way, mm-hmm. I'm doing exactly what I wanted to do.
Really?
Since I was 10 years old, I wanted to be in radio.
Awesome.
I didn't know how to do it, but I just knew I wanted to do it.
Why? Just because you guys listen to the radio a lot?
Yeah. I grew up in Philadelphia area.
Sports radio?
No, music. I just wanted to be a DJ.
That's awesome.
Because I grew up listening to the what they were called the Boss Jocks in Philadelphia on WFIL. Uh-huh. And that was my big thing, and I said, oh, I'd love to do that.
How cool, though, to be able to say you followed your dream.
Yeah, really good.
Not a lot of people can do that. I know I didn't.
Well, but you're quite successful.
When I found out what the teachers make, it was like, oh, wow, that's crazy.
You're on with me.
Yeah. Hey, so, that's right. There we go.
There's a dream come true.
You made me feel special.
Oh, yeah, thanks. That and a dollar will get you a cup of coffee.
That's right.
Or you can also email us, by the way. It's Kevin and Casey. That's letter K, letter C. Kevin and Casey at kevinhilly.com. Love to hear from you. What did you want to do when you grew up, when you were a kid? What did you want to do when you grow up?
And did you?
Yeah. Or are you a miserable failure now?
Oh, stop.
Thanks, Casey.
Thank you.
There's another episode of the Kevin and Casey podcast.